Why did you become a teacher?
I love teaching. I love working with kids. I love seeing my kids learn and grow.
When did you realize that you were going to become a teacher?
It's something that I just knew from a long time ago. When I was a little girl, I just knew that I was going to become a teacher. It's a long story, but I just knew. I just something that I knew.
Could you tell the story for us?
It might take too long. How much do you time?
2 minutes, 3 seconds, 3 minutes.
Okay, I was in second grade or first grade or something like that. And we were sitting around a circle table. And the teacher said, okay, I need to go get the telephone. And then she pointed to me. She was, Teresa, can you take over? You're going to be the teacher right now, okay? And I got her reading glasses and I put them on. And I said, okay, boys and girls. I started acting like a teacher. And I said, okay, you go read. You read now. And I just took over being the teacher for like, you know, less than a minute.
And that's what
and that made... Yeah, and I said, I'm going to be a teacher when I grow up.
So why do you like teaching kindergarten?
Well, I like kindergarten because that's a year when you can see a lot of growth in the kids. You can see a lot. You can just see a lot of progress. They come in knowing very little, nothing, some of them. They don't even know how to hold a pencil. They don't know how to draw pictures. They don't know how to write sentences. And you teach them, you know. And at the end of the year, almost everybody can write a sentence. They can speak in complete sentences. You know, they learn how to speak in English. They learn how to read CVC words, like simple words. And I don't know, they just learn a lot. I have kids right now who can write their numbers to 100, who can count to 100 in math. I mean, that says a lot right there.
And a lot of your students are bilingual, right? They originally Spanish speakers, right?
All my kids, well, we don't call it like that. We say like this. They're limited English proficiency students. They're LEP students, and so our job is to teach them. We immerse them in a lot of English. So the whole day long, I'm speaking in English, and they're listening. They're catching on. And for the kids who, I have two kids who just came into the country. They don't know one word of English. For those two little girls, I'm allowed to speak in their language, you know, speak to them in Spanish so they could understand, so they could comprehend. But primarily everything is taught in English.
Okay, thanks.